Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So we've got somebody else's problem. We call it other people's problems. And normally vacations bring couples
together.
Closer together.
Oh, no.
In this case, a vacation could be breaking this couple up somehow. Helen?
Yay.
What's going on?
I've been dating this guy for about 4 months, and I'm now just getting a little frustrated with the relationship. I just got back from a 3 week summer vacation, and before
3 weeks,
everything was like was so good.
Okay,
good for you.
Must be nice. Okay,
it was great.
Where did you guys go?
I just went camping.
Okay,
with some friends. And you know, we just wanted to kind of stay off the grid. And before I left, this guy told me that he wanted to keep in touch, you know, stay updated on my adventures. And you know, we didn't really put a label on us. We're not boyfriend and girlfriend. We've been dating a while, but nothing has been, you know, we didn't talk about that yet. But I wasn't the best at keeping in contact. I was focused on being the moment with my friends, and I wanted to just not have to worry about checking in with someone. And just, you know, it's not that I didn't want to, I was busy, you know, like it was fun, but we were busy. And when I came back, he just seemed kind of cold toward me. He's canceled plans, ignored my texts. And like there have even been times when we haven't spoken in days sometimes, which is before I left, that was really, really not the norm for us. We were talking a lot.
Well, Helen, let me just ask you a quick question. So your feelings are hurt by the fact that he's not communicating with you? Is that what you're saying?
Because I know where you're going.
That sounds really familiar to me.
I know where you're going with this too. I just feel like I kind of thought that I would go away and we would just kind of like reassess when I came back. You know, it wasn't like I was gone for almost a month.
But you didn't say that when you left. Like when he said, hey, let's keep in touch, did you say maybe or did you say will do?
I said I would. But I don't think that it should be cause for being this cold.
Well,
you know, I don't know. It's just, we got into a huge fight last week because of this, right when I got back, and it's just like, I'm upset, and he's non-confrontational. So if I don't say something or do something, he just won't do anything about it. He'll ignore me.
Oh God, this is awful.
It is awful, yeah. But it's like, I'm not trying to defend him because I think he's being a baby.
But
all I'm saying is like, well, you're done doing your thing. And now you're like, well, now I'm ready to talk. And it's like, well, now I'm not.
Yeah.
Like how's it feel?
Well, he should say something. I want to be with him. I do.
Now you do.
And I want to fix this. I do. I just didn't feel like, you know, if someone's not my boyfriend, I don't feel like I have to constantly check in and text and be like, hey, what's up? And you know what? I'm not into that. Like, I want to be able to do my thing independently.
You don't own each other. You don't have. Yeah, I get that. Because you haven't labeled it, you don't own each other.
Yes. Like, I don't feel like I did anything wrong. I didn't completely ignore him. We talked a little bit, but not as much as if we were together.
You probably thought you were cheating.
I mean.
Because you were
you're in a camp.
Yeah.
And there were men there.
Yeah. But like.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. Then if that's. Then maybe. Then is that like a bad sign that he's just going to always never trust me? You know, I feel like that shouldn't even be his worry because we never were. We didn't say that we were together. It was just like we were dating and having fun. It was never like, okay, so I'm only dating you.
Here's what I'm confused by. It's like now that you got this camping trip out of the way, it sounds like you're more gung ho until he started exhibiting this behavior. You came back and you're like, I like this guy. Let's take it up a notch. But then you're not getting a response from him.
He's acting 12 now. Yeah.
Right. Is that?
I didn't. I didn't say, like, you know, take it up a notch. I just want to be, like, you know, I want it to be like it was. And if, maybe we do. Maybe we do take it to the next level. But right now, he won't even talk to me.
Yeah.
I see both sides of this. I really do. I think it's because you didn't have a label on it, you're technically right. But at the same time, you have to, like, maybe he had a label on it in his head and you guys just hadn't, like, said it out loud. Mm-hmm. And his way of sort of saying it out loud was, hey, keep in touch with me while you're gone. I want to hear about your adventures and whatnot. And then,
and you didn't do any of that.
Yeah, you go basically dark. I mean, you said you communicated a little, but you go dark and he knows there's a bunch of boys on the trip. You're camping. It's like, you're not responding to me. You're obviously, you're gone for an extended amount of time. He's essentially alone. And then it's like, all right, well, whatever. Then you come back like,
already to I'm ready, yeah, for you again.
Let's resume.
Yes.
Resume relationship. And it's like, well, no.
Yeah.
Then what do I do?
I mean, like, you can't.
I want to fix this.
Okay. I mean, if you genuinely want to fix it, have you apologized for not communicating a bunch, or do you feel like you don't owe it because there were no,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not, it's one of those things where I'm married and I apologize a lot more, even when I don't think, when you really want to work something out, sometimes you got to go, yeah, that sucked. I'm sorry. Even if you don't 100% believe it, because it's just,
yes,
what that person needs to hear.
So you just give them lips, but that's what
I hate it when you call it lip service.
I know, but still it's,
But it doesn't say, it sounds like you're too strong and independent. And I'm not saying those as bad things. I think that's awesome. But it's like, look, I didn't do anything wrong. So screw you. Like, let's just resume. You got to get over your little butthurtedness. But at the same time, he's not going to get over it unless you give him something. Like, all right, let's just get this out in the open. Like, what I clearly you're different now that I'm back, and let's, I mean, you're going to have to initiate this because he is
12.
Yeah.
He's 12.
Yeah.
I mean, he's passive aggressive and emotionally, he's not handling it like a mature person would. And I'm just going to say, I can say that with authority because I would handle it the exact same way. I would just shut down.
I'm butthurt
and I'm not going to, Oh, you didn't talk to me? Watch this.
Exactly. Right.
He's proving a point. He's like, oh, how's it feel when somebody doesn't get a text back right away? Oh. It's like, as I'm saying what your man does, I am having this gut-wrenching realization of what a piece of crud I am.
Well.
This is where you jump in, Steve, and go,
you're not anything like Helen's boyfriend. Sorry, guy, thing.
Yes, non-boyfriend,
right.
Relationship dude. So then your question is, how do I save it? And then we'll put it out to the listeners. Like, should you even try? Is this so young of a relationship and he's being so
that
and
way?
And you were so.
Does she even have to? Is it maybe? I don't know.
But if you want to save it, we're going to try to save a butthurt fella.
I want to try to make this work and at least keep going with it. But I also just don't know if I just like totally ruined it.
Yeah.
You know, the father in me says if you really wanted to save it, you would have communicated with him while you were camping.
Well,
but
okay.
But since I'm not your father, Helen, let's hang on right there. We're going to get you some advice. They're over.
Yeah.
No, just, I mean, maybe not, but.
And it's not a love language thing. It's just like they're not passing.
He wanted something from her that,
yes.
And he asked for it. She didn't recognize it as being so much of an ass. She's like, I'm on vacation. Like, but I'm, in her defense, she's on vacation.
Yeah. And that's also means a vacation from him a little bit too.
There's nothing I hate more. Like, I don't do social media that much, period. But, like, I don't go on vacation and go, like, hold on, I got to snap this taco. I got to text my mom. And, like, when I come home from vacations and stuff, sometimes my mom will make me feel guilty. It's like, well, I didn't hear from you for a week. I was like, well, that's because I was hiking and outside. And it wasn't that I didn't care about you.
Right.
It's you just weren't top of mind because I'm like, holy crap, that's a really cool view.
But when you're back, not in your rut, but when you're back in your life, back at home, she's back to being top of mind.
Absolutely.
Right. On a vacation, people just kind of have to understand.
I call my mom when I get in my truck and leave the show every day.
Right.
I didn't get in my truck one time while I was on vacation. My truck wasn't with me on vacation.
We're out of our patterns.
Yes.
We're out
so
of
the pattern's our, over. Yeah. So I understand forgivable. Why she did.
Yes, that's forgivable.
But she said she would communicate.
And she didn't.
So.
And now his head's going in 800 different directions.
They have to have a conversation. But if you can help her start the conversation, help her fix her relationship. Helen has a butthurt boy friend.
Yeah. Nice.
Who needs to get over the fact that she didn't communicate while on vacation. Victoria?
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, I don't think anybody's considered the possibility that possibly when she was gone for 3 weeks, he did some looking around.
Ooh.
Well, oh, so you're saying it's his own guilt that's making him act like this?
No, maybe he found somebody else.
Oh, and that's why he's not responding at all.
He just wants out.
Right, because they didn't put a label on it, so... He was free to shop around.
Never thought of it that way.
I waited for you. Like what? He waited like a week. She was gone for a while, but I mean, you know, like it's just so weird. It's like, Steve, I didn't hear from you for 3 days. So I broke into your garage and took your car and your old mower. And like, what? No, like what? Yeah, dude, you know, just get it. Pronounce me dead and move on.
Right.
But you think that's what happened? That's why he's being distant.
Absolutely.
Is it you? Are you the person he's with now?
You guys.
Is it you?
Come on.
All right. Well, Victoria, have fun with him. He's very
okay.
He's not a very secure fellow. Thank you for the call. That never even occurred.
I didn't even think of that either.
Drew.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think the guy's right. She decided to kind of take a breather, and the guy moved on.
Okay.
Really?
It's kind of her fault for stepping back and doing her own thing while he probably found a new something on the, you know, on the side. So
how long would you wait for somebody? I'm just fascinated. I mean, like, as I'm married, I guess I have to wait a little longer than most. You know, it's like you have to mourn for a little bit long. But it's like for you and Steve, like, how you don't hear from a girl for what, 3 days, and you're like, I'm moving on?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm married too, so the longer I don't talk is better for now.
Oh, my God.
If I were single, I'd say 3 weeks is a little too long.
To just go completely dark. I get that.
Completely dark, and my wife is sitting right next to me, and she totally agrees.
That's just too long.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call, Drew.
Right.
Lori?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, I think... the caller, she should get over herself.
Okay.
I would love to have somebody who would say, while you're on vacation with your sister, please communicate with me.
Okay.
I wish I had somebody.
Who just cares about you so much that they want to know what you're doing and like live voyeurously or whatever you call it, like vicariously through your life.
Vicariously, sure. Yeah. And she's complaining because, hey, she didn't want to because she didn't want to put a label. She didn't want to be labeled
True.
As a girlfriend.
Plus, when you're on vacation.
Even if I had a male friend who would like to hear from me, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Yeah. And busy too on my vacation. But how long does it really take to say, hey, I'm having a great time. Wish you were here.
Yeah, I agree.
That's true.
Thank you for the call, Lori. You're on vacation.
But you're on vacation from everybody then.
Still, at the end of the day, just give me a 5-minute recap. Oh, we hiked this thing. It was really cool. Saw a bear. Fill you in more.
Done.
Yeah.
That appeases him.
At least,
and you still can have...
Say goodnight. Do something to make him feel like you're still connected in some way.
That's true.
Jimmy.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think... I'm confused on why she thinks like he hasn't moved on and found maybe 5-6 other girls in these 3 weeks. It was 4th of July weekend. There's pool parties. There's barbecues.
Yeah.
It's nothing against her. It's opportunity. This is Denver. There's beautiful women everywhere.
Yeah.
And they all want to go out and socialize. So, what did she do anything where, like, maybe he, like, when she, before she left, that made him think about her and miss her?
Like, I mean, I think true. She said she was going to communicate, and after he got a dial tone basically and no response, he's like, maybe all he right. went to a pool party and
he got shut down.
About a little bit more physical communication before you let here's something to remember me by for the next 3
oh,
weeks.
Oh, hey, there you go. Oh, she should have laid one on him. Like, yeah. I've been there. When you're going like, on a long vacation,
you guys do that for your spouses,
you give
too,
them your best work.
Oh,
give them something to remember you by.
Okay.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Keep them pacified.
Hold you over. Right. It's like eating a bunch before you're going out on a Asia.
Asia, yay.
Yay. What do you think?
I want to first start off and say I have had the same experience, something similar, and the first thing she used to do is take a little bit of accountability. She said she was going to do it. Didn't happen. Not the end of the world. But to take accountability for, you know, hurting his feelings a little bit, but also make sure he knows where she's coming from, where she was feeling, and if they can't come to an agreement, that should be the end of it. It's so new. There's so many people out there. You know, do what you can. And
but she's got to apologize. I mean, I'm sorry.
Accountability.
Yeah.
Like it, yeah.
Just say, I know, you know I said it, and then I didn't realize.
And if you don't mean it, just say the word.
Not lip service, but just be like, I got on the woods, and like, there's a fish, there's a rock. God.
There were these dudes.
There was a pool.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.